Does silence make you nervous? Picture this. You're sitting in a classroom. The teacher shares something profound and then asks a question to the class. Silence. No one says a word. What do you do? I know what I'd do. I'd raise my hand and absolutely have something to say. That's just me. I'm the type of person who likes to fill the space with words. I like to speak the words. I have to work really hard at times to not say words. I really do adore engaging people and conversation. I love feedback. I love giving feedback and asking questions and answering questions. Moments of silence can be difficult for me. Now, on the flip side of that, I know many of you are not that way. You are absolutely fine with silence. The more awkward it is, the better. You don't care, but you know you aren't going to feel obligated to say one word. And that's okay. God loves you too. How we handle silence or moments when words don't really need to be spoken can vary. I will say that over the years, as I've matured, I've come to understand I don't always have to say something. I actually appreciate and even at times crave silence. I've learned the beauty of being still. That's when my mind slows down to reflect and listen. God speaks in that place, and I need His words way more than I need mine. The Bible has so much to say about our words and when to speak and when to not speak. There is much wisdom in holding our tongues and listening more than we speak. Some moments just require us to observe and soak in what is taking place. No words required. There's a moment just like that in the Bible, but guess who couldn't keep quiet? Peter. If you know much about Peter, you know he's a talker, a planner, a man of action, and he wants to always be leading the way and blazing a trail. Jesus was about to reveal something amazing to a select few of his disciples. Here's what happened. Mark 9:2. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There, he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. Did you catch how Peter felt he needed to fill the moment with words and say something that made absolutely no sense? This is the transfiguration. Jesus's true glory is revealed. He is the Son of God. So much is happening and being represented. Moses and Elijah are there. It's awe-inspiring, to say the least. So much so that Peter felt he needed to suggest they put up 3 tents. What? Peter, just be in the moment. Don't speak. See what Jesus wants you to see. Hear the words God wants you to hear. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Listen, don't speak. What can we learn from this today? God is always at work and His will is coming to pass. Pay attention to the words and events that fill your day. Love people and show them who Jesus is. So often, the very best way to do that is without words. That's the truth. May only words of life and praise pour from my lips, and may my posture be one of holy restraint and silence. I'm Lori Klein.